Good morning. A dry start to the day with partly cloudy skies across interior New York and New England, and most everyone ranging from the middle and upper 40s to the lower 50s to start off this Wednesday. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and dry weather for the first part of the day, but moisture will begin to build and skies will cloud over. And as energy heads in our direction from the Ohio Valley, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. High temperatures, though, before the clouds thicken should reach into the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs. We'll continue the risk for a few showers overnight, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with lows back into the middle and upper 50s. A trough of low pressure pivoting through the Midwest and Ohio Valley will send energy our way. On Thursday, this will lead to mostly cloudy skies, an increase in humidity, and more widespread showers and thunderstorms from the morning and into the afternoon hours. Due to the extensive cloud cover, highs will be back into the lower and middle 70s. That trough will continue to influence our weather on Friday with some weak energy moving through, the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the upper 70s to around 80. After this trough lifts out, we'll begin to see a ridge of high pressure build in for the upcoming weekend and beyond. The temperatures will begin to build across the weekend as the high pressure center settles overhead. Mostly sunny skies are expected on both Saturday and Sunday, with highs climbing from the middle into the upper 80s. As that ridge strengthens overhead on Monday and Tuesday, the humidity will push in, and to go along with mostly sunny skies, highs will be in the lower 90s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high temperatures out west will continue to soar well above average from the deserts to the Pacific Northwest as upper-level ridging remains in place through tomorrow. Highs are expected to reach into the triple digits across the Sacramento and San Joaquin Valleys of California and portions of southwest Oregon and the desert southwest. Highs into the 90s should spread as far north as central Washington and potentially north central Montana. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories have been issued for parts of California and Nevada. Farther east, a weak area of low pressure over the northeastern part of Texas is forecast to move toward the Ohio Valley by tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of an associated cold front as an influx of moisture streams in from the Gulf of Mexico. Urban areas, roads, and small streams will be most vulnerable to localized flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly sunny skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 26 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 47 degrees, the dew point 47. 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Peter Sinks, Utah, Dillon, Colorado, and Albany, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 73 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 58, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 13 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 12.41 inches for the year, which is 2.21 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 94 set in 1895, and the record low 39 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with the chance of scattered showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the lower to mid 70s. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 80s. And mostly sunny, hot, and humid Monday and Tuesday with highs both days in the lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.